Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8. God specifies. Now this is a continuation, really, of the several discourses. God has challenged Judah through the prophet. Return to me, he says, and I will return to you. But instead of humbly submitting to that call, instead of gladly receiving that promise, they dig their heels in, their hackles rise, and they take their stance. How are we to return? I see that as a retort. I see that as an exclamation against God. We don't believe a word of it. So you ask, how are we to return? And God, in his mercy, spells out here what it is that he has against them. He asks a question. Will a man rob God? Well, the answer is no. The answer ought to be no. Will a man dare to try to rob God? The answer is obviously they shouldn't. But the answer is clearly they are robbing God. Yet you rob me. So that's Malachi 3:8. How are we to return? What are we doing wrong? What's going wrong here? Well, we've had a catalogue of it in the first two chapters. And here's one again. How are we to return? Tell us. What have we done wrong? You've robbed me. Now, God is going to spell it out in detail for them. But here's the principle. God is spelling it out for them. You're cheating me. You're defrauding on me. You're trying to get away with it. You're offering me shoddy sacrifices. You're not keeping the commandments. You're not doing what you would. This is the old covenant, of course, remember. You're looking after number one. You're holding out on me, says God. Will a man rob God? Will a man mock God? God is not mocked. Will a man try to mock God? Will a man offer to God that which is shoddy? God sees me through and through. Is he pleased with my hypocrisy? My second-rate experience? Is this what God wants from me? Do I think that God must be satisfied, put up with whatever he can get from me? Is it self first? Does God get the short or the sticky end of the stick? Is that what he gets, the mucky end? He gets the leftovers, poor offerings in the old covenant and the equivalent in the new. Well, my friend, God in his word spells it out to us. We are sinners. We need to trust Christ. Men dig their heels in that. Me, I'm not a sinner. There is a judgment to come. Oh, I don't believe in that. No. There's an eternity to come. Eternity of heaven and joy and eternal bliss in a new heaven and a new earth with Christ, or eternal torment and misery. Now, which is it, my friend? Oh, I don't believe a word of it. And so there you are, you see. Are you defrauding on God? Denying God? Saying no to God? Retorting against him? How are we to return? Don't believe a word of it and all the rest of it. Well, these are serious and solemn thoughts. May God give us grace to be humble. When we hear the call to believe, may we believe. When we hear the call to come to Christ in repentance, may we repent. When we hear the promise of God, may we believe it and receive it. And, oh, brother and sister, let us give wholehearted obedience to God, not out of fear, but out of respect and love for God because of his mercy to us in Christ. I know these are solemn discourses. Malachi would not be your number one preacher for the anniversary, would he? And for the conference? No, we don't want him. He's a misery preacher. But he's preaching the word of God. You're robbing me, he says. God give us such faithful men who will teach the truth and speak the truth and plainly speak it as Malachi did. Amen.